This time last year, we had hoped that by Christmas 2021, the pandemic would have begun to fade into the past. But sadly, our hopes have not been realised and the coronavirus retains its grip, making us feel uncertain and weary and confused and even fearful of the latest variant. How much we all need to hear those consoling words of the angel on the first Christmas night. Do not be afraid. I bring you news of great joy. With so much rushing around and getting and spending, it's easy to forget the true meaning of Christmas, that God the Eternal Word humbled himself to become a human being like us. The Almighty God, the Creator of the universe, became small and vulnerable as a little child lying in a manger. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. It's only right and proper that we celebrate the joy and happiness of Christ's birth. But to do so authentically is to remember that the Christ child embraced the reality of poverty and suffering in the world. I think St. Francis had the right idea when he created the first Christmas crib using live animals and people, because he wanted to really appreciate the hardship which the infant Jesus endured for us. Somehow our Christmas cribs seem a cosy contrast to that smelly stable on a bitter Bethlehem night. The challenge to all of us Christian believers is to be grounded, to bring faith to life, and to make the incarnation a real and tangible event, especially for those in our world who yearn for good news and hope at this time of the year, from the streets of our big cities where the homeless search for a space to lie down from the night, to the refugee camps where thousands of families find shelter, to those much nearer home who struggle to pay their overdue bills. The German mystic Silesius said, "Were Christ to be born in a thousand stables, it would be to no avail, were he not born in our hearts." I hope and pray that Christ can be born in your heart and into your home and into your family this year, and that you can bring faith to life during this Christmas season. A very happy Christmas. And blessings to you all.